on 105 FM and online.
Good morning. I've got Mike James on the phone from the Centre for Computing History in Cambridge. Now, Mike, hi. You're a volunteer there, aren't you?
Hi, yes, I am. I'm a volunteer at the museum, yes.
Can you tell me what it is that attracted you to being around the computers? What made you want to go and volunteer?
Well, I've always been interested in computers from a fairly early age when I was at school in the early to mid-80s. Computers were just sort of coming into schools around that time, so I kind of got hooked by the bug around then. And the museum itself is a wonderful place with lots of old systems, some new systems, but the kind of systems I would use at school at the time, and it brings back all those wonderful memories for me.
It does. I mean, I must admit, I loved walking around. I couldn't believe, you forget how big those computers were, don't you? I mean, we're so used to now having these little iPads, and everything was so massive, wasn't it? And clunky. And
clunky is a great word, yeah. Some of the systems they've got in there are back to the real early days of computers. They've got one great exhibit in the corner. It's currently being refurbished, which is it's called Office of the 70s. And it's all that kind of era, the phones, the desks, the computers, yeah. And calculators, all that kind of
yes.
stuff. Yes, yeah.
And the first mobile phones were literally like bricks, weren't they? I mean, you know, how anyone actually used it as a mobile.
Oh, I know, they're hardly mobile, were they? But yeah, there's even a display case with mobile phones in from, you know, the very early ones you're talking about, with the huge battery pack you had to put in the footwell of your car, and
that's
right.
Right
up to the latest and greatest phones we have today, yeah.
It does bring back so many memories walking around there. But so tell me, with the computers, what's your favourite game to play?
One of my favourite games, it's very hard to pick. It's like somebody asking you to pick your favourite song. There are so many, but I think it always comes down to something like Tetris on the Game Boy, the original handheld Game Boy. That's probably one of my favourites. It's one I play certainly every week and usually most days.
So you enjoy your job. So there's been some interesting facts, because obviously computers as we know them haven't been around very long. In fact, it's within my lifetime. And I was reading, they've come on so far and made something like the most billionaires. To give me a few facts that there are there concerning the computers.
Well, the computers that people kind of recognise today have only been around sort of since maybe the mid to late 90s. You know, people remember Windows 98 launching, and obviously that was Microsoft. And you look at a company like Microsoft, or, you know, a competitor like Apple, and just the boom in the industry around then. And not just the American companies, you know, there were lots of English companies
yes,
as well around.
With Lord Sugar, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, certainly from Cambridge as well. Cambridge is a massive hub for the computer industry. You know, you've obviously got Sir Clive Sinclair and the Spectrum building down there, and, you know, lots of other competing companies from Cambridge, Acorn, of course. And, yeah, it was just a huge boom and a huge new market that just kind of exploded, really.
Yeah, I must admit, I didn't realise how influential Cambridge was until I visited. And actually, Cambridge was quite central to a lot of what was happening, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely, and it was really a major hub when, as I say, you know, computers were first coming into schools. You know, you got Sir Clive Sinclair and Chris Curry from Sinclair and Acorn, respectively, both bidding for the contract that the BBC wanted to put computers into schools, and obviously that was eventually won by Chris Curry and Acorn, and they made what was then became the BBC Micro, which went into just about every school in the country, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it has obviously made multimillionaires out of quite a lot of people. Isn't that right?
Yes, not me, unfortunately, but a lot of other people, yes.
Well, let's get back to the retro video game night, which is happening this Friday, the 25th of September. Tell me a bit about that. What other games can people play if they come down?
Well, yeah, it's not just about computers and boring spreadsheets and word processing and things like that. The computer sort of genre, you know, incorporates video games as well, and it's mainly video games that attracted me to this kind of area. I'm the host of a podcast called Retro Gaming Roundup, and we put a show out every month. We have done since February 2009, and we discuss all things video games, you know, not just home-based things like on computers, but arcade machines and pinball machines as well. And if you go down to the museum to the Retro Video Game Night, as you say, the 25th, you will see lots of computers out there on the floor, and lots of game consoles with all sorts of games running. You know, you've got all sorts of systems, all the way through kind of the evolution of video games, really. You know, everything from something like CG Adventures on the Atari 2600 right through to, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog that most people will be familiar with on, you know, the Sega Mega Drive. And we have all these systems out on the show floor, and people can just go along, sit down, and start to play a game.
What was the fighting game? My son seemed to like that fighting game. What was that?
Well, there are many. Possibly Street Fighter, Street Fighter 2, Mortal Kombat, something like that.
Yeah, and the football one? What was the football one you had?
Again, there's lots. There's FIFA. There's a huge series of FIFA which still goes, and every year they put out a new roster with all the new teams and players. Lots of football games. Sensible Soccer is a popular one. Kickoff, going back, you know, a few years to the 80s. And all of these and more will be available for play.
So you've also got, obviously, Pac-Man. And what's the one where you sit at the desk with the... what was that? It's like a spaceship one. You're shooting things. Do you know what I mean?
Is
it Space Invaders?
Space Invaders, yeah, is an arcade machine. That would be generally an upright arcade machine that you would stand in front of and play. Yeah, that actually, when that launched in Japan, it was so popular it actually caused a national shortage of yen coins. It just couldn't make the coins fast enough.
Really?
They were all going into Space Invaders machines, yeah.
Wow. I mean, so you can turn up on your own, obviously, or bring a friend, because there's plenty of games to play, either interact with people or just by yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, so the retro video game night, it starts at 7 p.m. and it runs until midnight. There is a food van outside, and you can bring your own drink if you want to. Because there may be a few games that aren't perhaps child friendly, and as we're open till midnight and you can bring your own drink, we're saying it's an 18 and over event, but yeah, you can come along on your own, you can bring a friend. We've got systems there that, you know, will support multiple players, so you and a friend can play the same game against each other, maybe recreate something you used to do in your bedroom years ago. And we have a guy down there, we call him the Games Master. His real name is Ian Goobert. He's another Cambridge local, and he organises a competition on the night. And every retro video game night, we do these quarterly, so they're roughly every 3 months. And we have a different game and a competition. So on entry, you can enter the competition, go away and practice the game, and then in the main room on a big projector screen there, we'll have the game playing, and you can go through the knockout stages and win yourself a prize, perhaps, at the end of it.
That does sound fantastic, actually. It sounds like a great night. So it's £8 to get in, and the Centre for Computing History, just tell us where you are again.
Well, it's £8 if you buy a ticket in advance, or you can pay £10 on the door. You can buy tickets in advance at the museum website, which is www.computinghistory.org.uk, and that will save you, obviously, £2 on your entry if you book that in advance.
And you're quite hard to find, aren't you, Mike? But you're just behind the Beehive Centre, so give us the address.
It is a little tricky, but once you've found it, you will be able to come to the next one in 3 months' time. Yeah, the full address is the Centre for Computing History, Rene Court, that's R-E-N-E, and that's on Coldhams Road, Cambridge, and the postcode is CB13EW.
Brilliant. We'll have a very fun retro video game night, and enjoy yourselves. Thanks very much, Mike.
You're very welcome. We hope to see everybody there.
Brilliant. Bye-bye.
From 1 till 4.
Afternoons with Matt Webb.